Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If they're able to.
Welcome to New York.
Reason? I'm sad she didn't come to our show.
I know.
We had such a good tour, guys. Christina, whatever.
Alex Cassani. Christina.
I truly felt very her as I was walking the streets. Laura and I had a great time on our Northeast tour. 3 sold out shows. It was incredible.
Fucking incredible.
We're so happy to be.
Great work, everyone involved.
Yeah, what a great thing for. I've never experienced a tour. So it's cool that we can say we actually finished a tour.
Yeah, we did it. We toured in 2021.
We did. We toured the Midwest. We toured the Northeast, the West. Like it's.
COVID could not slow me down.
We have a Pacific Northwest tour right around the corner.
Guys, pre-sale still happening.
Get on it.
Actually, by the time this is posted, tickets will be on general sale, so you better buy one.
Tickets are on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, full-blown sale for everyone and their mothers tomorrow.
What?
So many people have bought tickets already, which is exciting.
I know, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But it was everyone who came. It was so great. I loved meeting everyone. I loved some of the gifts we got, which were so. I got a T-shirt with a quote of mine on it. Laura got one with hers.
Got a Starbucks gift card.
Got a candle.
Oh yeah, that was major.
Been lighting that thing up every night.
Love it.
And just got good vibes.
Vibes were great.
I caught some vibes.
The vibes are incredible, and especially, we're just continuing into 2022.
Yeah, and like every show went great. Like even the Philly show, which was like total...
Which was a TBD at first. Thank God you had the idea to do virtual, because I truly had resigned to a place of like...
It's not happening.
Reschedule.
No.
And then Carrie was like, what if you zoomed virtually? Which I was like, at first. And then it actually was a genius idea.
But it ended up being
really
fun.
And it worked out really well.
It was Philly. I couldn't say no to my city.
No, we got to come to Philly.
We got to come
again.
To Philly.
Now we have to go back.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go back to Philly.
And also in the summertime, it's going to slap.
And it'll be Pride Month. I think that might actually be Philly Pride.
Okay, well, they need to have us then.
Be the Grand Marshal. Well, I found out too that my hometown, Haddonfield, has a Pride now.
Well, look, it's just another place where you can Grand Marshal.
I want to be the Grand Marshal of Haddonfield Gay Pride. Or LGBT Pride, so call
I
want to
be the Grand Marshal of Philly Pride. TBD, I don't know if Oklahoma City has a Pride just yet.
They probably do.
They probably do. I'd grand marshal that. I'd basically, I guess, grand marshal anywhere that would have me.
I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
But guys, it was so great. I'm so happy. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to the people who like were brave and let us ask them embarrassing questions.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone that got tickets ages ago and held on to them.
Yeah.
Held on to hope that it would in fact happen.
It did.
Like,
it actually,
almost 2 years later.
It actually happened.
I can't, I'm also in a state of disbelief and shock.
Like the Gramercy Theater, seeing that theater for the first time, I was just like, oh my God.
What a theater.
What a,
a proper theater.
Everyone who worked there, aces, couldn't
fucking
be.
Fucking professional.
Everyone we worked with was great.
Yeah. It was a great success.
Yeah.
What? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was great. The hotel situation was fine. It was good. We had a fun time. So get ready. More to come next year. And I'm glad to be back in LA so we can get back on schedule.
Yeah.
But I first wanted to talk about...
Say it.
What?
I don't know. Whatever you... Say it. Say it.
I saw something... Fuck. That I was like... Oh, I really want to talk about the Finland Prime Minister.
Clubbing.
Clubbing till 4 a.m.
Clubbing till 4 a.m. But she had been exposed to COVID, but she didn't know because she left her phone at home and went out to the club.
Who hasn't?
Honestly, relatable.
She's 36.
Go off.
She looks incredible.
May we all go to Berghain.
Is that where she was?
No, I don't know.
She was in like Helsinki.
Oh my God. One of the subheads that came to the meet and greet in New York, she got into Berghain.
She did?
Mm-hmm. She told me all about it. She got fully personally approved by the bouncer.
Wow.
I said, of course you did.
I feel like I would get turned away.
You just would have to work on your energy a little bit ahead of time. Like, you couldn't get in a zone. You can't go in, like, crow zone. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously not. If I'm, I'm going
to... That's just what I mean. Like, if you were having frantic energy right before the door.
I would have SIG energy. And,
yeah,
like,
then you'd be fine.
Like, but I'm just... There was a game out for a while where you could practice getting into Berghain.
Where? With whom?
I played it. When I was at Paper Magazine, someone showed it to me.
Oh, I want to play that game. I feel like I would also get turned away.
I got in once and denied the other times.
I would have to go, like, I would need to go, like, full hoodie, hoodie and, like, sambas.
Yeah.
And, like, full black SIG energy.
I think you need to lean into your, like,
lesbian
energy.
I need to go Mackenzie Davis vibes in the line. I need to go full side part and then do a bunch of push-ups ahead of time so my muscles are kind of popping.
We just watched the trailer for Station 11.
Can't wait.
Coming out on HBO Max. It looks incredible.
We need it. We crave it.
That's cool. I love that we have Berghain listeners.
Yeah.
Berghain sanctioned.
I think we could go there. We'll go there.
Yeah.
We'll just keep going back. Until they let us in.
I feel like if I'm with Simon, I'll have a better chance of getting in.
Yeah,
he is cool. He is cool, but he's also like of Germany.
I'm also German.
You guys would be.
So I need like a tattoo of my own last name on myself so that I can like.
You need to just be like this.
Hello, my last name is Lars Schönholz.
My last name is Odin.
Means pretty neck.
Love.
So that's pretty cool.
Just be like,
"Allô."
Yes, it is true.
Yes.
My name is
Schönholz.
We sound French. My name is
Kerry
Odion.
Icaro. Yeah, your vibe is Italian in the line.
And your vibe is French.
French. I feel like Irish people would have a really tough time.
Unless you're.
So we're gonna have to go Icaro.
Unless you're like the lead singer of Joy Division.
Yeah.
You can't get it.
No.
Or he's from England. Never mind.
Yeah, you're going to have to go. Like, Sinead could probably get in.
Oh, Sinead O'Connor? Are you kidding?
You'll go Icaro. Simon and I will go full Germ.
Germ.
And then I think betwixt the three of us, we can make some things happen.
We can pool our resources.
Yeah.
Guys, let's get into why we're here. Mm-hmm. We're back on the clock.
The Rolsick train.
Back in Roll Sick.
Yeah, it's
It's about time.
It's time. You know, this episode's coming a little bit late, but we had tour. So, like, what do you want from us?
Yeah, and they also made us wait a week, so.
Yeah, so now we're taking it out on you.
They can wait a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Salty Utah Queens. So we're still in Vol.
The snow is falling on Meredith's vacation rental in Vail.
We're back in this very tense convo. All the ladies are still in Lederhosen. Mary has gone to bed, and they're now grilling Lisa on what she meant by her elusive kind of disclosure about what Cameron told her.
Yeah, and what the deal is with Mary. And Lisa's- Heather goes, "We ignored warning signs and victims of hers about Jen." So it's like, we can't ignore the warning signs about Mary is like what she's getting at.
I really liked how Heather was like, "We are complicit."
Yeah.
I thought that was like, she's like, they are. I mean, she's like, we ignored things. We saw red flags. We didn't say stuff. So like, now we need to be more on it about like what, which I was like, okay, that's actually ownership.
I'm like, totally. But also I love that this is merely 24 hours after Jen's arrest. She's gone full circle into like, we have to look at what we did as we were complicit too. Like, yeah. It's a little bit, it's a quick turnaround.
It is, but I think it's genuine. I really think, I went from being a little like annoyed like about Heather, and now I'm fully like, I think she's a really genuine person.
Yeah. I will say that I'm Team Mary.
Oh. Okay.
I'm fully Team Mary after this episode. We'll see where things go from there. But I was like, points are being made that I could not refuse. And so that's where I stand.
Meredith goes, "Lisa, you can't just drop a bomb like that and not elaborate." And then Lisa just goes, "He mortgaged his house and gave her $300,000.
And it cuts back to a lunch that she had with Cameron.
Unaired.
And he says he mortgaged his house and gave her that money, and and knowing that it partially went to her surgeries.
And Lisa goes, "Oh, the odor gland surgery removal."
The gland. He goes, "That was just one. There were like a lot of surgeries." And well, Lisa goes, "That's like really intense."
So basically it's like their racket is, I think they just have people like any money, they like whatever they have to do, pay them.
It's weird though, because I guess the way Cameron put it, they make it seem like a life or death choice. Like you're either choosing, like you're either with me or against me. There's no in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, but at the same time, if you know that you're giving these people money for their surgeries and you're going to mortgage your house for $300,000 and give that to someone, that's also like kind of on you.
Well, obviously, but I think that's the whole, I mean, that's like the whole question, or like the whole debate about being in a cult is like the people at Jonestown, it's on them that they killed themselves.
But they also were like kind of being forced to drink that stuff. It wasn't like, I'm like, if you take out money and then give that money to another person, that's like you.
Right. But I think there is something to be said about like the power of brainwashing and like suggestion. And I mean, he says, he mentioned that like Mary and Robert Sr. are basically like, you get put in like a giant assembly and they just like beat you with guilt over like why you should be paying.
Yeah.
So if you're just hearing it enough and enough.
But $300,000, I understand being like, okay, fine, here's like $100.
I don't know. I think it's
$300,000 is like a big.
No, I get what you're saying. I just think that like it's easier to say that when you're not in a cult.
Yeah.
Because these people
don't have $300,000. So
I mean, most people don't.
But like, yeah, I think it's like they're somewhere in the middle, and especially when she's like, "I've never." Mary brings up the point later on where she's like, "I've never been charged." Like Jen is charged with a crime, and like there's a point to that. Like, has she committed a crime?
Is right.
it? And it, I don't think. No. I don't believe in like churches being tax exempt. I think that that's a scam. But like, I have a different viewpoint on religion. I don't think I would ever find myself in a situation where I'm like giving my religious right. leader $300,000.
But I think there's a difference between like, technically she's not committing a crime, but is she using influence?
Is she manipulating people in order to get what yeah, she wants?
I think she is.
But also, doesn't everyone do that to some extent?
I get you're playing devil's advocate.
I'm a little devil's advocate.
That's totally
fine. I'm a
fine.
Little Mary's advocate.
You're a little bit...
I'm a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit trying to mix things up.
And I appreciate it, but I also think that she's a cult leader.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm sure my opinion will change million new times as this goes on, but where it came away today, I stand with Meredith and I stand with Mary.
I was in hysterics seeing Lisa cry in Lederhosen with her little hat on. She did not. She's committed to the hat.
Also, she cries and no tears come out, which I'm also obsessed with as a move.
Meredith is like staunchly pro-Mary.
Meredith, that's what made me kind of pro-Mary too, because I was like, well, Meredith may be on a lot of pills, but she's like, I kind of understand what she's saying. She Whitney, goes, can I just say, is fucking trash.
Oh, she's fall down drunk.
She is. Her eyes are red and fully glassy. She's staring off into the abyss, like kind of nodding her head back and forth.
She has zero lights, like behind her eyes. Like, she also, Meredith also goes, the terrorism my family endured under Jen Shah, you cannot equate that to what these claims are about Mary. Which I was like,
I think you might be Jen and take $300,000.
I think if these claims are true, what you and your family endured from posts that Jen retweeted are probably not as extreme as being in a abusive cult.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to say that.
So favoriting a tweet that says like your son is gay.
Your son is a twink, which
is not the same as like $300,000. But
the
I'm
terrorism.
Also with like standing with Lisa where she believes Cameron but still cares about Mary. So I think that's actually like to clarify like I'm team Lisa.
Lisa leaves and goes right to Mary and tattles.
She goes, Meredith goes, I heard a lot worse about Jen from a year and a half, and I want facts. And then she just like screams about facts. And then Lisa goes, I'm going to go to bed. Are you guys going to be mad? I'm going to bed. Good night, everyone. It's okay to do that.
Skitter, skitter, skitter. Skittles.
And you hear Whitney go, I mean, I want to do shots with you. I was like,
get this girl a water.
She needs to go to bed.
Get her some bread.
Just put her down.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Lisa goes right to, scurries right to Mary's room.
And you hear her behind closed doors and just being like, they say this, blah, 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 blah. And she's very much like not acting like she just...
Like she just told...
She just told them this like salacious
the
gossip.
The biggest gossip that kicked off the whole conversation was the Cameron 300 grand.
Mary was a little snaky in this episode. Or Lisa, sorry.
Yeah, but I love her for it. She goes, you hear from behind closed doors, she goes, do people at your church think you're God? And Mary goes, God, I think I'm God. No. Me, God.
Yeah.
Me. She does like a quick, a type five on like, me, God, no. And then also demands loyal, like, blind loyalty.
And then she's, and then you see her sitting there and she's like in her hoodie. She's clearly watching probably like QVC.
Yeah. But then the camera cuts away from her onto Lisa and then it cuts back to Mary. And then Mary's wearing Lisa's little fedora.
Mm-hmm. She probably took it off.
And she puts it on her head and she goes, look, that's why Jen's where she is and that's where I'm sitting where I am today.
Basically, and Lisa goes, what like, do you mean? And she goes, well, you see her out there telling lies. She's been spreading lies about me. She's been talking about my church. Jen, Lisa brings up that Jen at Fresh Wolf photo shoot was talking about Mary's church.
Yeah, it cuts back to Jen fucking ranting and raving about Mary.
But then Mary basically says that because Jen was spreading these rumors about the church, that's why she's in jail. So she's not saying she's not God. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I just like that it's like, it's all very vague. And Lisa goes, is that a threat or a promise?
Lisa's like, you just see her face. She's basically being like, that's what happens when you mess with me. You go to jail.
Yeah.
And Lisa kind of has this look of like, ooh.
But is it illegal to just say things? Like, I believe Mary just says things and hopes that people like do what she says.
I don't know, Laura. I think this was like,
show me a crime and okay. I will.
I mean, I'm not, I don't want to get sued. I'm alleging all this is all alleged.
Okay, we're not gonna get sued.
No, well, like, who, now I'm afraid of Mary. But like,
I'm just like, show me a literal crime and then like, you decide when you go to church, you like walk in the door.
Yeah, but that's the whole, you're now it's like,
and religion,
are cults possible? It's like,
yeah,
it's,
cults are possible.
No, but I'm saying this is, it sounds like it's kind of a cult.
Culty vibes for sure, but like,
cults
we
are,
need to know more facts.
Well, no, but that's the power of a cult is like, you're in the, at least in the beginning, you're not, they lure you in by, you feel like you're doing this on your own volition. And then over time, your freedom is taken away.
Yeah. No, I know how cults work.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just like reiterating like, it sounds like that's the same thing that's happening to these people.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can't, it's easy to say like, well, then just don't go to the church. But it's like, you probably have people like intimidating you.
Well, I'm like, what are they? I want to know if they're threatening anything, and if they, and like what they are threatening if you don't give them $300,000, or like if there's some sort of collateral, like NXIVM. I don't believe that a lot of those women after a while had like that as much free will, because they had like collateral against them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had people like monitoring them.
Yeah, but like this so far seems like you go to the congregation and you like join the church, and then I don't know, like there's a lot of,
it's a tricky subject.
Yeah,
there's this tricky,
we need to know more.
Basically, we find out the next morning. Jenny comes in. We found out that Mary's been bribing everyone except Heather and Whitney with gifts. Or no, everyone except Whitney with...
Well, so she comes into Jenny's room and she's like, thanks so much for doing my makeup last night. I just wanted to give you this gift as like a little thank you present. And Jenny opens it and it's a pair of like brand new Christian Louboutin boots, like sequin boots.
Yeah.
And she's cost like at least almost $2,000.
She's like... in shock when she receives it.
It's a shocking gift to get.
And she's like, she's actually speechless. And she's like, Mary, I don't know what to say. Like, this is like incredible. And then Mary's like, it's all good. And she goes, and then Mary reveals that they're like old.
Yeah. She goes, thank you so much for buying these for me. And she goes, oh, they were already bought in, baby.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? And then Mary cuts to her and like one-on-one, she's like, yeah, I just grabbed them when I was going out the door. And then I just gave him to her because I wanted to lighten my luggage. I love giving away $2,000 booties.
And then basically Jenny apologizes for the tubing incident and when Mary and her were tense.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary just goes, Jenny, can you accept that I accept your apology? And Jenny's, yeah.
Accept it.
Okay. And then Mary's like, great. We're good. She's incredible how she's able to do that.
And then yeah, Whitney, I need you to accept that I accept your apology.
Yeah.
That's what I think. It's like she just says things.
No,
and that she's intimidating in a way.
Yeah, all the women are afraid of her.
Everyone's like terrified of her because she's also inconsistent. You just never know if you're gonna be, if she's gonna be pissed at you or if she's gonna be happy.
Whitney goes into Heather's room and Whitney looks devastatingly hungover. And she said that the night before, she heard Heather, Lisa, and Mary giggling it up in the other room, which is so funny because Heather was basically like leading the charge against Mary. And then suddenly Whitney wakes up and just hears her like chuckling with Lisa and Mary. And then
I'm obsessed with that. Whitney goes, really?
Really?
I woke up and said, really? They're laughing in the other room?
They're laughing in the other room.
And then I guess like
Mary gave Lisa and Heather
gifts.
Also two gifted them with Louis Vuitton.
She gave Lisa, what did she give? Like a bag?
She gave Lisa a hat. No.
She gave Meredith a hat.
She gave Lisa a, no, she gave Heather a bag.
She gave Heather a bag that was worth $5,700. And then she gave Lisa something. She gave her a Chanel wallet.
Yeah.
That's like a $2,000. She gave Meredith like a $1,500 Louis Vuitton hat. She's just, Mary is also, these aren't gifts that she like bought people.
No.
She's literally just going in her bag and being like, here, take this brand new thing that I just have, but you can have it.
But she's basically buying off loyalty.
Yeah, but I'm like, that works for me.
Whitney goes, no. She goes, I did not leave the Mormon church to blindly follow someone just because they give me something.
I think she might be singing a different tune if someone had greased her palm with a little
$3,000
gift.
Heather says she was woken in the middle of the night. The door was flung open. Mary and Lisa came in and they just flicked the lights on. Can you imagine being woken in the dead of night and then gifted a $5,000 bag?
I pray that that happens
and
to me.
And just giggling into the wee hours of the morning.
I'm like, yeah, that actually is something great to giggle about. When he goes, what a fucking two-faced, cold-hearted bitch. She wants to isolate me, alienate me, and make me feel bad.
It's working.
It is working. It's working like a fucking charm.
Meanwhile, Heather goes to meet her sissy. Her sissy.
She's pinned it all on me, but I am not taking the fall.
I will not take the fall. Which, like,
she shouldn't. Because she didn't. It's not like she's.
So she, Whitney's mad because she thinks Lisa went to.
Which she did.
Lisa went to Mary and was like, Whitney was talking a lot of shit, but I'm your real friend.
Lisa basically, like, twisted the knife into, like, the beast's. Like,
yeah, and she knows that Mary doesn't like Whitney anyways.
No, and she's, like, so erratic, and she knows, like, she will... It's, like, a perfect fall guy. She's, like, the Patsy.
I won't take the fall.
I will not take the fall. I am not the blame.
So then Heather meets her sister Nancy, who lives in Colorado where they grew up, and she's with her husband.
Mike.
And they basically have only seen each other, like, 5 times over the last decade.
In like 20 years.
Nancy's younger than Heather, but looks...
Well, she also had MS. So I feel like she... That probably ages you quite a bit. Yeah. And like, she and her husband have been together since they got married. So like 21 or 22 years. And they all go for brunch and get mimosas.
So basically, Nancy was like banished by the family, mostly their dad, because she... left the church 30 years ago, which is crazy.
Yeah, to get married to Mike.
Yeah.
And she said when she said
How
they wanted
she?
To get married, 19, I guess.
Whoa.
That Heather's mom called Nancy Farrell.
Yeah.
Fun mom.
Heather goes, right, you got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis while I was living in France. I was like, oh, on her mission trip, probably.
Yeah. I'm
Nancy
glad
looks like, Nancy looks like Laurie Metcalf.
Yeah. I'm glad she and Heather are having some time to heal. But it's also just like sad for everyone.
Nancy has resentment.
Yeah. They both like, it was classic sisters jealousy vibes where it's like Heather envies Nancy's freedom. An ability to like do what she wants, but Nancy also, I think, more so envies Heather's closeness to the family.
Yeah, she got to be with her dad when he died.
Yeah, and she also married rich, so now she's rich.
Yeah, so Nancy, but it seems like they're like, they have like a good dynamic. They're like jokey with each other. They feel like sisters.
Yeah.
Like Heather's sort of telling her what to order. Kind of, she's like big sister.
Making fun of her for ordering pesto.
Yeah.
And like they're joking around. Nancy trolls her for drinking like Tito's and water.
Yeah, that was a funny joke.
Yeah.
It seems like she was like about to talk to her about something serious. And then she goes, I really can't handle you drinking Tito's and water.
With lime. I also couldn't handle that. I was wondering what was in that glass of hers.
It's sad.
I hate like the...
Especially that she has MS.
All that time lost.
Yeah. But I hope that they can, like, stay together and, like, she eventually will probably have to, like, be there for her. Right?
Yeah. I don't know how it works or if you go into, like, remission or...
Yeah.
What happens, but...
Queen Nancy.
Looking forward to seeing more of her.
Yeah. She's fun. Lisa's on the phone with John and she goes, Meredith booked us a jet home. I was hoping it'd be a little bigger, but we'll have to deal. I'm like, you.
He goes, hey, babe. And she goes, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Her outfit is sick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa turns out a look.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I love her so much?
She's just fascinating.
I can't get enough of her. I think everything she does is hysterical, and her outfits are incredible. And yeah. I like that she's just like two-faced.
I like how at one point she goes, I'm a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker. I tell it like it is.
It's like, no, you literally don't.
That's really intense.
That's
so intense.
Sounds
really intense.
When
you took out $300,000 and gave it to Maddie for her gland.
Then they all kind of like assemble in the living room.
Meredith makes them all sit together on the couch.
I loved Meredith's outfit.
Yeah. The girls are looking good. First, like, Lisa goes into Meredith's room and Meredith has overpacked to an insane degree. And
that was kind of disturbing.
She brought, like, closets full of clothes for like a 3-day trip.
Yeah, that like freaked me out a little.
It's a little bit mental.
Yeah.
So she's trying to pack. Everyone's just trying to get out of there. But first, Meredith wants to have
a powwow,
a summit, a UN mm-hmm. summit on global warming mm-hmm. around the living room couch. And so everyone sits down and she's like, we need to talk. Apologizes to Mary first.
First and foremost.
For talking about her behind her back.
Right.
Because I guess Meredith is really upset because last season when Jen Shaw was terrorizing her and spreading rumors about like Meredith and Seth's relationship, everyone talked about her behind her back, but Mary wouldn't say anything about her. She was a real class act, and that went a long way with Meredith.
It did. She's loyal. And she, I think, was touched by being welcomed to her church. I think that made it a lasting impression on her.
Yeah. And so she apologizes, and then what happens?
And then Whitney kind of goes around the room at one point, and she goes, someone says like, oh, I got this gift for, and she goes, who else received gifts? And then she goes, Lisa, what did you get? And it's in this incredible moment where Whitney just goes around the room to every single person. They name what the item they got from, there's a price, and you hear a cha-ching noise. And then Whitney goes to the next person and goes, and you, what did you receive? And what did you get?
Like, got a Louis Vuitton hat.
And then Heather goes, I got a bag.
Yeah, and hers is the most expensive of all.
But I love how you can tell Whitney's like deathly hungover, and she just goes, and what did you get? And what did you get? That was shocking to me.
Being the that only hungover, one, first and foremost, and knowing you have to travel that day is a fate worse than death. But being hungover, knowing you have to travel, and then also knowing that you didn't get a gift, and meanwhile, while you were passed out, every single person in the house with you was getting showered with luxury gifts.
And what did you get?
And you?
And you?
Lisa goes, she was really generous, really too generous, got a Chanel wallet.
Jenny goes, I got shoes.
Shoes Christian, Louboutin, I don't know, I don't speak French.
Yeah. And then Whitney's like, wow, all of you are hiding from the truth, and I am not. And then Heather starts getting really, really, I think Heather feels guilty that she like,
that she
kind of abandoned her cousin.
Yeah, and her like loyalty can be easily bought in the dead of night by just throwing a Louis Vuitton bag at her.
By these two ghouls who come barging in.
All you have to do is come in giggling, turn the lights on, and just start throwing Louis Vuitton bags at Heather, and she'll be like on your team. Until Whitney goes, wow.
Wow. Can you imagine waking up and just hearing on the other side of the wall, like, three of these women?
It's so witches Macbeth style.
Muffled laughing.
It's really sinister.
It is. It's like Suspiria when she storms out, Olga, and they all just go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, and they're all just, like, laughing. Yeah. Any sort of laughter through the walls is very cursed. Mm-hmm. But especially when you're in a true booze haze where all you've done is you've ripped shots all night
and got like yelled at by Mary all night,
and you're glassy eyed, you know, she passed out like in her clothes and woke up in that lederhosen hearing like her cousin / best friend giggling
with your enemy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm a fucking New Yorker. I tell it like it is.
And she goes to Lisa, literally, you made a switch. You were talking about Mary all night, and then you went to her room.
Yeah, but Mary doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Mary turns to Whitney and she goes, you're exhausting.
Yeah.
I just...
And then that's when Heather's she shits on her more, and then Heather goes, okay, Mary, you're being really mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, okay. She like snaps out of it.
Yeah.
The spell is like broken when Whitney's being bullied.
The $5,700 handbag gift, no more.
I'm a fucking New Yorker. I was like, that's me this weekend.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm a fucking New Yorker. I'm going to tell it like it is.
And then Heather goes, I was not bought off by these gifts. It was a very generous, and then Heather goes, oh, come on, Lisa, you were smiling like a Cheshire cat.
And Lisa goes, no.
No, that's not
true. Don't fucking do this again. She goes, I don't think anything but nice things about you, and if you don't think them about me, then we're going to have a problem.
That was an incredible dig of Heather. You were smiling.
She was giggling. They immediately became best friend vibes. She went into her room,
they were
giggle,
besties.
Giggle, giggled, to the point where Mary took her hat off and wore it.
Yeah. They were like live, laugh, loving, the three of them in that room, by
the
way.
They were in cahoots, and they got Heather, roped Heather, and I love her being like, well, I gotta up the price by at least like $3,000 to get Heather on our team.
This is a manic moment of walking around, probably linked arms with this woman who has a Santa Claus bag full of
just things.
Things.
True, expensive things that she does not give a fuck about.
And I like that we didn't see her give the hat to Meredith.
Mm-mm.
She probably went into Meredith's room that night.
Yeah. A $6,000 handbag.
Yeah.
I love, what will it take to lure Heather away from Whitney?
And what did you get?
And you?
And you?
You all got gifts. What did you get?
Mary says to Heather, your first real handbag.
And what did you get? And what did you get?
Wow. Everyone here got a gift, and I did not. You're all straying further and further from the truth.
Yeah.
Now Heather's mad.
Yeah, Heather really starts going up. And then Mary, you, she was like, I thought I bought you off last night.
Yeah.
How dare you? I just gave you a bag.
You can't like... cross Mary like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've been bought off, you owe her everything, and you can't, like, there's no take backsies.
Mary says to Heather, she goes, oh, Heather, someone's always driving you home. Go get wasted.
She makes them dig about Heather being really drunk all the time. Yeah. And then Heather goes, I'm not in a place where I can have women being mean to me and cutting me down. So I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then she marches off and marches downstairs and says that everyone is under Mary's spell. And yes. No one's being honest.
Which.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
But what a spell to be under.
Yeah. Would you love if Mary woke you up in the middle of the night to giggle?
And give me a gift?
Yeah.
If she gave me like a Chanel wallet, I'd be like, I love it. Do whatever.
I'd hear you through the walls.
We'd go, then you would be the Heather. We'd come in and we'd go, Carrie. I'd turn on the light and go, Carrie.
Wave a little bag over me.
Ooh! I'd throw it and wrap it around your neck and be like, enjoy.
Yeah, I'd go like a seal.
Yeah, and we would all laugh. And then the next day, when Mary insulted Simon, you would think twice.
Yeah.
You'd storm downstairs.
Yeah, I'd run downstairs and start crying. And then Whitney goes to get Heather, and you just see her downstairs, and she's going, Heather,
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 Heather, where are you?
And I was like, this is cute. This was cousin shit.
It was cousin shit, because also Heather's like sobbing in the bathroom. She's really thrown. And I think Heather, it's like, she's... too easy of a target because I think she really is easily swayed by people. Mm-hmm. And she does just want to be accepted and have like powerful women be nice to her. So when she gets that, it's like, oh, I'm in the group. Like, I'm loved and valued.
She was rejected by like her community, basically.
Yeah. And so then when it turns on her in the same breath, it's like, oh, and she realizes it's just like the same thing that she goes through with Jen Shah, where you're like sucked in and then you're just like toxic energy is like spewed at you. So she's triggered. She's weeping in the bathroom.
Heather, Whitney goes in and comforts her. All the women are sucking God dick.
I love everyone else just sitting on the sectional. Like, they're not trying to get mad or they don't want to
get
mad.
No, they don't want
to
get them.
They're like... Mm-hmm.
Mary just, goes... She starts crying and she goes, I believe in God. I believe in rescue. I believe in deliverance.
Mary gives...
Impassioned.
Oscar-worthy speech.
I was like, I'll go to her church.
See? I'm telling you. It's like... There's a reason.
She is a witch.
She's onto something. She was a, I've never ripped anyone off. I don't need to. I was born into money. And I was like.
She also says about Heather, her chubby little self. I was like, Mary. She stopped fat shaming, body shaming her constituents.
Yeah. You need to like turn the body shaming onto like Robert Sr.
Can you imagine if like a senator was calling people like their constituents like body shaming them?
So rude.
Like Nancy Pelosi being like,
hey, get in line, fatties. She's like, go vote, you fucking lard asses.
Because these constituents.
You're chubby.
Yeah. And
it's
then,
also
and
just
then
like
everyone
a low
she says
blow.
That,
it's a cheap dig.
But none of the women correct her, which I was like, okay.
Their silence has been bought.
Yeah. And I
zipped up by the wallet.
But also Meredith, like for all her like.
I know.
Right.
For her being like a terror. She was terrorized.
Terrorized. She could have. I think in that moment, she could have been like...
For so long, I was terrorized by Jen Shah.
I think in that moment, she could have been like, that's uncalled for, Mary.
Yeah.
But she didn't. No, they're literally stunned. And I was like, you are all full of shit. They're all so hypocritical. This was like, I was a little like, Meredith.
You've been bought.
Mm-hmm.
Hook, line, and sinker.
And then Meredith starts crying.
Meredith's crying. Mary takes to the kitchen... And she's also kind of like fake crying, like dabbing at her eyes. And Lisa comes in, her best friend Lisa comes in, and she gets her like a tissue and hands it to her. And she's like, are you okay? And Mary goes, I'm not. Like, how dare you compare me to Jennifer Shaw? She's out here being a criminal. When I think of her, I think of a thug, like those Mexican people who make drugs. And you saw Lisa's face go. But she still didn't say anything.
They don't say anything. Lisa is very much like, she loves to be a henchman.
She's doing the work.
Lisa loves to be, she doesn't like to be the top. She likes to be like the lieutenant and like her loyalties are always shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves to be like serving like a mat. Like she used to be like with, you know, Meredith, and now she's kind of with Mary, so she always loves to be, and I think it's going to bite her in the ass.
I know. The clock is ticking on everyone turning on my queen, Lisa Barlow. I love you when she's trying
too.
To defend herself, and she's like, you think I'm just pulling all the strings, and I can't control how you feel. I don't know. I'm not God either.
I love that. Okay.
She said, everyone thinks I'm out here controlling things and trying to get people to do things. I can't do anything.
I can't do anything right.
Everyone thinks the worst of me. I'm so sick of it. I'm a native New Yorker.
And then at one point, Heather starts packing with Whitney and they're like, we're going to take another flight. So they're like looking at flights, they're packing. And then Heather puts her hoodie up on her coat. And there's this amazing shot where... She's standing and looking out, and she hears Mary talking shit about her. And it looks like Heather's taking a piss at the urinal. She's like this.
Heather's in a place of hood up again. She's so traumatized by this whole weekend.
Mary, well, yeah, imagine starting off with that and then now ending with this.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Rough. And Heather goes, they're packing up and she goes, I can't find a purse of mine. I had like a Valentino purse and I can't find it now. Like I think insinuating that someone's like stolen her other purse.
Yeah.
And he goes, I will help you look for it. And then Mary comes tromping downstairs and she goes, I want my purse back.
She goes, Heather, I want my purse back. And then Heather, they try to like talk. They have like a little bit of like back and forth, and the mayor just goes, "You're weird."
She's damn. Kelly Bensimone vibes right now.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "You're a liar. You're weird."
Oof.
And that didn't go over well.
Yeah.
With old H Dog.
That's like at the point of like, if you've ever been on like a group trip and you're like, something happens and you're just like, you're at that point where like someone stole something.
Yeah, you're trying.
And it's like not at all in reality, but you're just like, God, I bet someone just in my, that I'm with took something.
Oh, I always am ready to go. If I'm like, if I've been through the ringer, especially like hungover and I'm missing something, I'm like, my friends just robbed me blind.
And then we just have this amazing shot of Whitney and Heather on the front steps with their hoods on. And then Whitney goes, "Oh, look, there's a Delta flight.
6 p.m.
Go to the airport." I was like, but then I was like, you know what? That might be a nice flight home for them.
The 6 p.m. They could have a day to shop and walk around Vail.
Or just like, I think it would be like, the good news is at least she has her cousin.
Yeah, it would be horrible to be just on your own.
Yeah.
Sicking. Like,
it's like having, it's
you've
like
had to check out of the Airbnb. You're just stuck on the steps now.
I know.
And like,
they'll just go to the airport and get drunk.
They really should have just kept their mouth shut. I'm with Lisa where she goes, they wouldn't be flying home commercial and taking their shoes off through security. They just kept their mouth shut. And I'm like, honestly, I'd put up with a lot for a flight home on a PJ.
No. And if it's like if you're on a trip and you know that like you have to be a little more cunning, and I know Heather's like truly trying to be like do the right thing, but you have to be a little smart, and you have to be like, okay, I don't want to go through security, I don't want to have to like,
I'm gonna go straight to the airport to the fucking tarmac and go from the
to my house
van to airport to or to airplane to car to home.
Yeah, I don't want
to. No security.
No, like, don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, like, you can just like live your life.
Yeah,
it's worth putting up with it, and you get the $6,000 purse. Mm-hmm. So like,
and then they're in the limo, and Mary starts giggling, and she takes out a lollipop, and she hands one to Jenny, and she goes, "You want a sucker?"
She's got a bag of tricks.
Queen shit, but not a queen I want to serve.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
I will
circle back.
Not serve, but
giggle.
I'll giggle.
I would giggle with Mary.
I'll giggle and I'll keep my mouth shut. I'll be like, I'll pull some, that's crazy when other people are saying stuff, but I won't pledge any allegiance. And then my true allegiance would be to giggling with Mary.
Listen, I would wake up in the middle of the night and giggle with her in the other room.
Yeah.
I would love to hear for someone to hear me giggling with Mary and like having like a little late night like gossip sesh.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fun to be friends with if she likes you.
Yeah, but then if you
and if you're not a member of her church,
but then you're on her bad side.
I don't want to get on her bad side. I don't want her to like curse me because I do think she does have some sort of power.
She's a connection.
There's something moving through. Also, in her speech, she was like, "I didn't choose this. Like, I did what was expected of me, and I was a child." Like, I see where she's coming from.
No, for sure.
It doesn't change the fact that she's like a very damaged person.
No, I think you can be a victim and then perpetuate abuse.
Yeah. Scared of her, scared for the future.
Fight the future.
Guys. So this is a short little boop of an episode.
We'll be back for another one.
But guess what? You're getting a special episode tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And
Buy tickets
to our shows.
Pacific Northwest, Seattle, or San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
February 27th, March 2nd, March 3rd. Cannot wait. To be up in grunge country.
The PNW. I cannot wait to, I'm going to be wearing flannel.
Oh my God. I can't wait to like have a full like Pacific Northwest looks pulled.
I want someone to slap me across the face with a trout.
Yeah, let's eat lots of seafood when we're up there.
Yeah, I want to go like smoke a cig and go to like where like Hole started. Oh my God. Modest Mouse.
Well, I went to school in Olympia. Yeah.
Is that Courtney?
Yeah.
I am the
can I look you in the eye?
I'm this world. Somebody kill me. Kill me, pills. Okay.
My friend. Do you know Courtney Love and Lisa Barlow kind of sound similar to each other?
Yeah.
They have like...
Lisa's the queen of grunge.
Lisa is the queen of grunge. She is.
Lisa. That's her theme song.
Where is that jacket? The denim jacket with the fur?
Oh my God, so good.
That was so... She is serving...
Luke's.
Fur-fringed jacket realness.
Luke's.
Luke's, darling. And glasses... For your life.
Galore.
Galore.
For your life.
She's putting her glasses on her face for your life. She's putting her hooves her into pointy her, booties her for little, your life.
She's shoving her little goat hooves into like a pair of...
She is part goat.
She reveals she takes Barlow. Her boots off at night and John.
She's like, can't work out because her little goat hooves. She can't run on a treadmill with little goat hooves.
John,
help me with my boots. And he pulls them off and she has little cloven furry. Hooves. She is. What are those creatures called that are like?
Fawns.
Fawns.
Pawns?
Both.
Yeah.
She is.
Pan's
Labyrinth.
Love you guys.
Love you. We'll be back next week with another Roll Sick. But in the meantime, enjoy what's to come. Bye.